Many years ago, I lived in Selsey, which is on the south coast of England and is famous for its crabs and its guaranteed place in the shipping forecast. I'm going to give you a recipe tonight, which comes from those days. It's called Cordero de Erec de Selsey. When you're driving on the late Middle Age pilgrimage trail from Croydon to Selsey in mid-January, freezing fog gives you an appetite for Mediterranean warmth. The mid-afternoon sun sets in a bloody defeat before you go through Billingshurst and Pulborough. Alongside, pass fields of uncomprehending fog, hedges clipped as outgoing accents shiver, balefully exposed. You'll be hungry for warmth, so put on a stew pan half full of stock, add cayenne pepper, shaved vegetables, parsnips, carrots, potatoes, chopped onions, and celery, and let them froth in old opened red wine rather than opened old red wine. Later, take Eric's double-loined lamb chops, symmetrical as bacon's butterflies, like fleshy ink blots, one each and one for a spare, lowered into the liquor, together with half an orange of Sevillana size. Covered, it should steam up like Tory indignation, obscuring the broth below, softening and blending the flavours. Before serving, 3 fat cloves of garlic are mashed in a mortar, Espana style, and pasted on the meat as it's put into bowls for eating. Served with a humilla, this is the answer to January chills and fears in this most anxious time. And there's a note, so you can understand the names here. Eric is or was one of Selsey's 2 butchers. His double-loin lamb chops rivaled Damien Hirst. His chickens boasted an outdoor life, and his steaks defied comparison. Mr. Fox, Selsey's other butcher, was best for a butcher's ham, which was firm and pink like hurdler's thighs, and Van Gogh yellow eggs. So, unlike the British electorate, the lucky residents of Selsey were spoilt for choice. It's Mike Bailey in Berlin, wishing you a good night. Bye.